USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. More hostages are scheduled for release on Sunday in the Middle East.
A third group of Israeli hostages are expected to be released this Sunday. It is day three of the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. On Saturday, a second group of 13 Israelis and four Thai nationals let go after 7 weeks of captivity in Gaza. But there were some very tense moments, a delay of a few hours, in fact, after Hamas complaining about the number of shipments coming into Gaza and complaints about which Palestinian prisoners Israel is releasing. Leaders in Egypt and Qatar, who helped broker this deal, stepping in to resolve the concerns. I'm Laura Winter, who helped broker this deal, stepping in to resolve the concerns. I'm Laura Winters.
A Plains to Great Lakes storm is prompting winter weather alerts for 14 million Americans, contributing to below normal temperatures from New Mexico to the upper Midwest. The low pressure system is bringing rain and up to a half a foot of snow in some areas, with temperatures potentially dipping 5 to 30 degrees below normal. The winter front coincides with post-pandemic air travel surges, as a single day U.S. record of 2.9 million people are expected to fly home on Sunday after Thanksgiving. Americans view crime as a problem.
Nearly two-thirds of the nation views crime as a significant concern. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. 63% of respondents indicated that crime is an extremely or very serious issue, although only 17% labeled crime as extremely serious in their local communities. Over half stated they have observed an increase in crime in their areas. I'm John Schaefer.
Retailers anticipate a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in their recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year. Best Buy CEO Corey Berry mentioned the company is Say News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Derek Chauvin's attorney, George M. Erickson, criticized federal prison officials for their lack of transparency after Chauvin was stabbed in the federal correctional institution in Tucson, Arizona on Friday. Erickson expressed frustration that Chauvin's family had been kept uninformed about the incident, relying solely on news accounts to assume he is in stable condition. The prison has faced security lapses and staffing shortages, raising concerns about inmate safety. Despite repeated attempts, Chauvin's family and attorneys have not received updates from Bureau of Prisons officials regarding the attack. Honda is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles.
Honda recalling some of its cars because of a potential safety problem if a certain part, a rivet, that should be in the front seat belt is missing. Now, Honda says the belt might not tighten in a crash and keep you secure in your seat. More than 300,000 2023 and 2024 Honda Accords and HRVs are potentially affected. So far, no injuries have been reported. Honda estimates that less than 1% of the cars will require a replacement, and any that do will be fixed for free. I'm Laura Winters.
President Joe Biden had a busy day on Friday with briefings on the hostage release in Gaza, where the first phase went well, according to his remarks. Despite the serious discussions, Biden later joined the traditional day after Thanksgiving festivities on Nantucket, including lunch with his family, shopping at local stores, and participating in the town's Christmas tree lighting. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.